Welcome to another episode of A Diary of a Mediocre Golfer. This is Paul O'Mahony at 9:05 on a Thursday morning, driving to Fota Island Golf Club. Fota Island Golf Club is where I play my golf, where I'm a member, where I a great course on the outskirts of Cork City. So if you're new to this diary, there are several previous episodes, and my practice is to speak before I go to the golf club, rather than after I've played golf, when I might be in a really lousy mood as a result of the quality of my golf. But today I'm not actually going to play golf. So this is a little report about an initiative that I have taken and that appears to be bearing fruit. And it is all about bringing Dan McLaughlin from America to Ireland. Dan is the Dan Plan. He is keen to come to Ireland to practice his golf, and he's keen to come to Fota Island Golf Club. And Fota Island Golf Club are very keen for Dan to come. So we have a wonderful thing happening. We have links made via the online world, which are going to materialise in on the putting green and chipping green and driving range, and maybe even on the golf course at Fota Island Golf Course. That some of you will know about already, but this is the latest state of play, if you like. This is an update. I'm going down to a meet in a few minutes with Robert Duggan, who's the executive marketing sales and marketing executive down there, and I'm going to bring with me the last bit of information which Fota need in order to make the final decision about whether they can, they're in a position to be the sponsor, to fund Dan coming across from America to Ireland, look after him while he's here, and also fund the making of the footage, the video footage, in order to enable Dan to keep the flow of video blogs going on his website. This flow of video blogs that Dan has produced is a tremendous thing to look back on, because it charts the weekly progress of a man who's hoping to make it onto the US PGA Tour. And so far he's done 2,800 hours of practice towards that end. So that's it this morning. That I'm very hopeful that the information that I bring to Fota will enable Fota to make the final decision to underwrite the whole of Dan coming to Ireland. Because once Fota are on board, there's tremendous potential for the links that can be made from Dan McLaughlin coming to Ireland, Dan McLaughlin being at Fota Island in particular. And already we have seen in the background another link with this, Matthew Syed, the author of Bounce, wonderful, wonderful book in which he writes about the 10,000 hours of practice that he put in before he became the UK table tennis champion and Commonwealth table tennis champion. In fact, one of the greatest table tennis players in the world. But that's a tremendous book. But that's a link there that has been forged already during the time that I've been in contact with Dan McLaughlin on the internet. The link that has been forged with a mainstream journalist now, as Matthew Syed is, and Dan McLaughlin, who's just an extraordinary man doing something extraordinary. Thanks very much for listening to another episode in the Diary of a Mediocre Golfer. That's me. Bye.